What is up, spinsters and hooligans? My name is Bradley, and we are back in the Bridgerton feed to finally, after many years, which is insane, and we'll talk about that in a minute, we're going to be talking about season 3 of the Netflix adaptation of Bridgerton, a show you obviously love very much if you're seeking out podcasts about it, a show I obviously love very much if I am taking the time to podcast about it, and I just can't believe we're back! Is it for the season I wanted? No, I wanted Benedict's season. Are we here for a season that's about to happen that we can watch? Yes. So let's go over today what the plans are for covering the show, because they're mostly the same. I got a lot of emails, and I appreciate all of you. I appreciate you so much that after many years, unless you've been hanging out for the book podcasts, which have been going, I think they're good podcasts. Getting them out in a sequence that makes any sense has been difficult. But if you've not been around for any of that, and you're just kind of tuning back in for the show, we have a lot to talk about. But the coverage will remain broadly the same. I'm not going to miss anything. You know what I mean? I got a lot of emails from people being like, hey, loved your coverage of season 1 and season 2. Are you going to be covering season 3 as if I would miss it? So we're going to talk about all that. Just a reminder before we get going, though, that this podcast may contain adult content. If you listen to any of them before, they're not for kids. If you show them to kids, kids are listening to them. I can't stop you from doing that. I just don't recommend it. And also, we will be spoiling, potentially, maybe not, but we might be spoiling seasons 1 and 2 of Bridgerton as a general rule for this podcast. We are always talking up to the point where we are, and so if you have not watched season 1 and 2 of the Netflix adaptation, you might want to do that. I will not be spoiling anything from the book, however, because I don't want to talk about the book right now. We're here to talk about the show, finally. The first thing I want to talk about is a brand new Discord server for season 3 of Bridgerton. This is brand new for this season. It is additional to the coverage I normally do. If you're not familiar with Discord, it's pretty much like a centralized messaging system for communities where you can split up conversations into different discussions. If you don't listen to any of the other Let's Dive Deep podcasts, you wouldn't know this, but I do a lot of podcasts about a lot of different things. We do Harry Potter. Rachel and I do Harry Potter and House of the Dragon together. I've done Hamilton with a friend as well. There are lots of other things that I cover kind of on my own. And I wanted a place for everyone in our community here on the Bridgerton feed, but also the wider Let's Dive Deep community to just be kind of nerds together and talk about all the pop culture stuff that we like in a centralized place. So I've set up a Discord server. It is set up for this new season of Bridgerton. It has general Bridgerton discussions. It has discussions about this podcast. It has specific discussion feeds and forums for each episode of the television show as it comes out. Netflix is doing the stupid drop system, which is whatever. It is what it is, though. So episodes 1 through 4 are being dropped at the same time. So there are specific discussions for each of those episodes there. So if you are listening to this podcast and you want to go, oh, I want to talk to Bradley about this on the internet. I want to talk to the other people listening to this podcast about this show. That is there for you. The Discord server is completely free. There's nothing crazy or complicated about it. That link will be in the show notes below. There's already a few people in there chatting Bridgerton, and I'd love for you to be one of those people. And hey, if you like it in there, you can still chat Bridgerton forever, long after season 3 of the show is complete. But you also might kind of pick up our House of the Dragon coverage, or our Harry Potter coverage, or maybe you'll convince me to cover something that you like, so you can kind of jump from Bridgerton to something else that you might enjoy. And that's all there. It's all free. There's no strings attached or anything. It's just there for you if you want to try out the Discord server. That link will be in the description below the podcast. I've had a few friends, I've gotten lots of emails, but I've had a few friends in my real life who know I do this podcast and think the idea is pretty novel. They've been asking me if I'm excited for this season of Bridgerton because they know that I'm gonna, whether I want to or not, I'm gonna have to be covering it. And I'm not gonna lie, the season I wanted was Benedict's season. I think that's the order it goes in the books, but the season we're getting is Colin and Penelope. And of course, I'm really, really excited about it. I'm excited to get back into this world. I'm excited for the costumes. I'm excited to see the Featheringtons be silly again. I'm excited to see Bridger Mom be a terrible mom again. We're just so in. I didn't podcast about it yet. We will probably after season 3. I did watch Queen Charlotte as well, and that was very Bridgerton-esque, and I enjoyed that. So I'm ready to go for this season. It is a real shame that it took so long for it to come out. I think Netflix needs to figure out, I think the cadence is just too long. Like, Bridgerton is not a show that I think holds people's attention for a long period of time between seasons. Like, I felt like a dip in my excitement because it was waiting so long. And then they give you, like, these little clips and these tricks. Like, before the trailers, there's these little clips, but they're always clips of just, like, the two people who you know are the main characters having like a weird moment together, and you're like, cool, that's great. I already kind of suspected that that was going to happen. It looks like Bridgerton. It feels like Bridgerton. Can I just see the show? And so I think 2 years, 2.5 years is a bit long for seasons of Bridgerton, but I'm happy about it. I'm stoked. And the first thing that I want to talk about with my coverage is this double drop system and how that's going to work. So on May 16th, we are getting the first 4 episodes of the season. And then later in June, about a month later, about 4 weeks later, we are getting the last 4 episodes of the season. So Netflix is doing this double drop thing, which I think is the worst of both worlds. I think you either just drop it for the binge, or if you want it to have kind of some kind of cultural relevance for some period of time or have some legs so people are discussing it, you got to do it weekly. All my favorite shows to discuss, you kind of just do them weekly. And so for someone who's podcasting about it, I think this double drop system is the worst option, but I'm going to make the most of it. One of the things I did for Queen Charlotte is I actually recorded myself watching the episodes for the first time and putting them on the Patreon. If you're not aware, I have a Patreon. It's not anything special. There's nothing crazy going on there. I don't want people to feel like they're missing out if they're not on the Patreon. But the way I do my podcasts is I watch each episode at least twice, usually only twice, but sometimes a few more times, especially for a show like House of the Dragon, where it's a little more complicated and you really gotta, like, to pick up on all the nuance, you gotta watch it a couple times. But the first one I always watch for pleasure. I don't want podcasting about a show to kind of interrupt my enjoyment of the thing. Bridgerton is a very enjoyable show, so I want to be able to watch it, whether that's by myself or with some friends or whatever it is. I just want to be able to watch the show first without having to worry about podcasting about it, without having to do anything like that. And I think that also helps me get a more authentic experience when I'm talking about the episode, because I did at least watch it once without anything else on my mind other than just watching the show. And then I take pretty detailed notes, and I do that on my second run through. So I watch it a second time, and that time I kind of know what's going to happen. So all the tension of the show is kind of released, and then I can figure out how I want to discuss the show, the things that were important to me, the things that I want to talk about, the characters, the plot lines, the notes I want to take, all of that kind of thing. So for the second watch and the notes, I'm still going to do that all behind the scenes. But for that first watch, what I'm going to do and what I did for Queen Charlotte is I'm going to record myself watching it, like a video feed of me watching the episode. So there is a real-time reaction to me watching each episode for the first time, and those will be posted on the Patreon. I don't want to like make it sound like I want to steal your money or anything. that's not what it's about, really. However, podcasting is at least like a little bit expensive sometimes, and so the Patreon, I've set it up so there's a $3 entry level tier, so it's fairly affordable if that's something you're interested in. There's nothing crazy about the tiers above that, where you're really missing out unless you just want to give me a little more money because you're really enjoying the podcast. It's kind of like a tip. But at the $3 level, the lowest one, I'm going to put the videos of me recording to each episode. So if you want that, that'll be there for you, as well as all the other things that happen on Patreon as well. So that'll be happening there. And what I hope is that I hope that just adds a little bit of context to the episode. I hope that people will be able to watch that. People really liked the Queen Charlotte videos. That was the feedback I got. They thought that was good. And so I'm hoping that people will see how I react to everything for the first time and then watch that there and then come and listen to the podcast, knowing that I've probably watched it at least one more time. I've taken all the notes and see where those differences occur, see what I picked up on that I wanted to talk about, see what parts of the episode kind of, you know, made me really happy, made me really sad, whatever it is. I wish I could have recorded myself watching that Taylor Swift kind of sex montage in the first season. I wish that was a reaction that I had to put on the internet, because that was incredible. And I think in the vein of all this, like, it's mostly with music, but a lot of times with shows now as well, there's a whole like TikTok scene of people reacting to things for the first time that I really enjoy, and I want to be a part of that. So we'll be doing that. It's not for everybody. Not everyone's going to listen to this podcast and want to give me money. I get that. And also, it's like a really tired thing. Like, every podcast you listen to has a Patreon. I'm also so self-aware about that as well. But that is there for people who want to take a look at it. There's also a free trial on the Patreon too. That's a week-long free trial for all the tiers, I believe. I tried to set it up to be as generous as I could. So there's a week-long free trial there. So if you just want to pop in, see what's up, see what's happening before committing any money to it, that's also an option. The one thing I don't know how I'm going to approach is how I'm going to approach spoilers for myself this season. For the first 2 seasons, I did my absolute best to avoid spoilers. This Bridgerton feed is a weekly feed. It's a weekly podcast. And so for seasons one and two, I did this way where I did one episode per week, and I'll be doing that again for this season, right? I want there to be a cadence to the podcast. I want it to feel like a real I'm trying to make Bridgerton feel like a real prestige TV show in the way that it's covered on the podcast. I want to make the people, what am I trying to say here? There's a lot of shows, Game of Thrones, Succession, House of the Dragon, Shogun just came out, where, you know, there's a real apparatus around, the real podcasting apparatus around, ooh, this is a very serious show and we're going to take it very seriously. And Rachel and I do that in some of our podcasts. But for shows like Bridgerton, that doesn't really exist. And I always hate that. I want someone to watch Bridgerton and go, man, I hope there's a podcast that really does try and take this show seriously and does try and engage with it as if it's its own prestige thing for its own audience. And so that's what I'm trying to do. And to make that work, I try and do one episode per week and really give each episode a little bit of time to breathe, a little bit of time to be thought about, time for someone to listen to the podcast once and go, oh, that's interesting. I think I want to go through that again and pick apart something he was saying. I have a feedback envelope, like a Gmail account, and so people can give me feedback on the podcast too, so we can engage with it that way. The Discord server is part of that as well. So with it being a weekly podcast, the cadence will be pretty easy with this one part, two part drop, because there are 4 weeks between part one and part two, and there are four episodes, so I can just do one per week. So that's not the problem. The problem is my trying to engage with the show more in a Discord server, for instance, on Patreon, for instance, is going to make it harder for me to avoid spoilers, right? I'm on the internet, I'm on TikTok, I'm on Twitter. In the intervening time, like when this show drops, I'm going to watch episode one, I'm going to record myself, I'm going to put that on Patreon, I'm going to watch it again, I'm going to take my notes, I'm going to record the episode one podcast, but by the time that happens, two, three, and four, they got dropped with one, and people have watched them, and those clips will be on TikTok, and they'll be on Twitter, and I don't know if I'll be able to avoid them in the same way I was able to with seasons one and two. And for a show, bless Bridgerton's heart, but the show is also reliable. It's fairly predictable. I get a sense. I know where this is all is going. And I also understand from context clues, from the way people have talked about the show, I get a sense of where the show is ultimately going. So I'm trying to figure out whether it's really important for me to avoid blatant spoilers in my coverage of it, because I'm not going to watch the episodes ahead of when I podcast about them. That's something I can control. It's something I'm not going to do. But I'm trying to figure out if just being online and engaging with the show, and if I see a clip from episode three, is that going to ruin something for me? I'm not really sure. And the podcast is also meant to be one that you can listen along to. So if someone discovers it in the future, they can watch episode one, listen to episode one. The show is not meant to have spoilers for any future episodes. And so I'm just trying to figure out how exactly I want that to work. But from your end, you're listening to this, it still will be weekly. I will still be doing my best to make sure there's no spoilers for any episodes past the one I'm talking about. So it should be a fairly similar system to the one you're used to listening to from episode one and two, or seasons one and two. Bridgerton is also the podcast feed I get the most emails about, which is awesome. I love engaging with everybody who sends in feedback or emails, and I want to try and incorporate the feedback into the episodes. There's a podcast I listen to, or a couple podcasts on the Bald Move podcast network, and they do a really good job for their really popular shows. They have hundreds of thousands of listeners, and so they'll get enough feedback to do their own separate feedback episodes. But what I really love is for shows where they don't have enough feedback to make it its own episode, but they have enough that they want to engage with, they kind of make it part of the podcast. So my plan is to take the usual 90 minutes or so to talk about the episode the same way I always do, but to reserve kind of half an hour at the end to engage with feedback from the audience, from your thoughts, that kind of thing. That feedback, as always, can be sent to letsdivedeeppod@gmail.com, but I will also be pulling from the discussions from the Discord server as well. So if anyone is having a discussion or a conversation on the Discord server that I find is really interesting, I might pull that discussion into the podcast to help with my analysis, to help with my coverage of the show. And I'm hoping that I can bring a little, I don't know what I'm trying to say here. The part of the show that I find intriguing and the part that I really love about it is I love the same conceit I had when it first came on. You know, the season one came in the middle of the pandemic. Y'all remember that. And everyone was super bored and I was stuck inside and I had this podcast studio. I got a real professional setup for other things that aren't podcasting. And so I had this setup And I was sitting there and I was like, what would be funnier? Like, what is the best use of my time? Surely it's doing a solo podcast as a straight dude in his mid-20s, like the opposite of the audience for the show. Surely a straight dude in his mid-20s is the best person to be doing a solo podcast about Bridgerton. And that concept to me is still just as funny as it was originally, which is why you'll notice I do all the other podcasts with other people, like pretty conventionally. But this one, I always keep just me flying solo because that was the whole point of my doing the show, was for me to do a solo pod about the show that was not at all made for me, but to treat it as if it was made like Succession, like for a big prestige TV audience, right? And so that conceit is super, super cool to me. But I want to do a little bit more to bring in what other people are saying about the show into the podcast. And I think adding 20 minutes or half an hour at the end of each episode to do that might be an interesting way to do that. Another way I might do that is in between parts one and two, or maybe at the end, do a couple feedback episodes, do a couple final thoughts or wrap up episodes as well. So we'll see how it goes. But those are my thoughts for this season. I think that's everything I want to cover now. The Discord server is up and ready to go, so if you have any feedback about this podcast, any kind of things you'd like to see in my coverage, any thoughts, any ways you think I could spice up the show, feel free to head to letsdivedeeppod@gmail.com. Send me those emails. I promise I will read them. You can also head into the Discord server and just say hello to me there. I'm in there. Rachel's in there. There's a couple other Bridger homies in there already, so you are good to do that if you would like to kind of engage before the show drops and give me some ideas for how to and actually do the podcast for season three. That'll be there as well. For those of you that are fans of the book, I moved and I just kind of, to be a little bit honest, kind of forgot about doing it. It wasn't that I didn't want to. I have the book right in front of me. I'm holding it. Can you hear the page flipping? I don't know if you can hear the page flipping, but it's here. I have three chapters left, so hopefully I can get those three chapters done before season three comes out next week. I'm going to try and doing one of them tonight. I am doing one of them tonight, so we'll see if I can get through all three of them. That'll be it, though. Feel free to head to the Discord server, head to the Patreon, head to Twitter. There's a Twitter account. I appreciate you all. I can't wait for season three. Again, if you have anything you want to let me know about, feel free to let me know about it. Add all the places I mentioned. Check the notes below the podcast for anything else you might need to know. Thank you so much for listening. Let's get ready. We have a week until Colin is on our screens, and let's see if Shonda Rhimes can give him a glow up. Let's see what we're working with here. I appreciate you all. We'll see you next time.